Okay, slipping in under the wire right quick to get a sentence in that I couldn't get in before the break that is super, super critical in this. In October of 2015, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch announced the Obama administration and the United Nations had put together a, quote, global police force to fight extremism in the United States. Now, since you know, if you've been a listener to Type 1, our current Department of Homeland Security considers gun owners, followers of the U.S. Constitution, Christians, preppers, and over 70 other groups are now legally classified as extremists in this country. So, this, coming as it does right now, raises some major red flags about what this UN force is really going to be doing here on U.S. soil. BN, thank you.
So followers of the Constitution, they're considered threats to the country.
Yes. Now, the Ron Paul supporters. Yes.
But isn't that what the country is built on, the Constitution?
Well, it was.
And so, but to me, so like a few years ago, say like 10 years ago or so, if you were saying, you know, you were anti the Constitution, you would have been thought of as being anti-American, wouldn't you?
Correct. But
you?
Now, if you get pulled over by the cops now and you say any word like Constitution, rights, sovereignty, immediately you are a threat.
Yeah.
Immediately.
I think that that same kind of thing is happening here in the form of the racial thing, whereby, you know, anybody who, you know, doesn't like a certain form of government, or, you know, anyone who doesn't agree with being part of the EU is a racist and a horrible person.
The whole political correct movement is geared towards that. You know, we've said many times, you've either got a pair of testicles or you don't. But now there's 26 or 27 different definitions of what either that can mean. And you're now considered to be a threat if you're fucking talking like that as well. It's absolutely mind-bendingly fucking weird, this world we're living in right now, isn't it?
Isn't it just?
It's just
Well, I mean, there's a distinct possibility that next weekend we could be discussing all the lives lost in Poland. Be they police officers or protesters or whatever at the Republican National Convention. And who knows, maybe martial law will be in effect by next weekend. This is very real. It's happening right now, and we're watching it play out. It's not a game. It's not an Alex Jones bit. It's happening.
So do you think that the Dallas situation was like a precursor to...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And possibly like even the Nice lorry truck. Because apparently the defense minister or the foreign minister was talking about that type of terrorist attack only a few weeks before it actually happened.
Oh, isn't that
right? Wasn't it Abdullah Akbal in 2014? I may have got that name wrong, but he suggested that you use any means possible, even if it means
driving your car
or using your hands to throttle someone.
Well,
pushing them.
There was the guy that drove his car into the Glasgow airport, wasn't there, a few years ago? He didn't think about the Scots that had come down afterwards.
The unfortunate episode of the drunk Scotsman getting a hold of by the throat. Look at my watch, you bastard. Apparently everybody in the country bought him a pint and he's now on liver dialysis.
Well, he's already on the list. He just got bumped off.
Speaking of that, have you seen the latest of an old Type 1 friend called Gazza?
Oh, yeah. Bless him.
Man, I mean, that's
Paul
just,
Gascoigne.
Well, there's this soccer player who's unfortunately been held up as, you know, a sad case. When the guy's got mental health issues and he should be getting help, but the country
but the
is laughing at him.
Yeah.
Just fucking laugh, going, yeah, there you go. Yeah. All that money.
Well, again, you know, we could say that maybe, you know, this is the media using itself so that they can put in more regulations so that for news censoring. So you can't run stories like that. Mm. You know, you can't, I don't know, just.
Hey, do you think after the situation in Nice that now they're going to start pushing for truck control?
Yeah. Well, funny you should say that, Swami. Funny you should fucking say that. As from 2018, it'll be illegal to drive in France using a diesel engine. So that means trucks probably won't exist anymore in France. We'll have to go back to trams and whatnot.
What are their trains?
Well, how are they going to haul heavy stuff? That's wow.
What are the trains running on?
Exactly. Electric. It's going to the whole system is going to be converted to electric, apparently.
So it's going to be a smart country.
Yeah, because they're well into their nuclear fuel, aren't they?
So. Yeah, but that's not very good for the environment,
green enough.
Is it?
No. Diesel's fine, just smells bad.
I heard someone, I think it might have even been today on the radio, talking about how they were saying, it's funny how the these attackers of recent times in these times of terror that we live in, as they said, how they, you know, they're always like a lone person. It's always a, and I felt that they were trying to, from that point, create an atmosphere of fear around the individual, whereby you are all potential terrorists, you know, because that's what they want, really, isn't it? So that they can monitor all of us.
But they already are monitoring all of us with the
I know, but it's to get it accepted, isn't it, in the public mind?
It really already is. I mean,
yeah,
people walk around with GPS devices all the time, and it's so ingrained in them that they don't even think about it. So,
yeah, had y'all heard yet that Oliver Stone is making a movie about Snowden?
No,
no, really.
God. Well, he is
good or bad, maybe.
Well, fine to say what you were going on with there. I mean, I don't know if you guys heard, but yeah, initial reports were in Dallas that there was more than one shooter, and then they released this one video and it became, you know, the lone gunman is what turned into.
That's often the case, isn't it? They say there's one, but then there actually seems to be more than one.
In Nice, it's gone the other way, that there was this, you know, guy in the truck, but then they've arrested about five other people now. They were all linked to it. And looking at someone pointed out there's a picture of the windscreen of this truck, and in front you drive.
All the bullet holes are the passenger side.
Yeah. You drive on the left hand side in front, and there's not really any bullet holes in that section of the truck.
Right. I know.
You know, if I can just mention one of the strange aspect of this whole the Nice thing. One thing I find it's a little strange that it's spelt as like the word nice is in America here. You know, I kept pronouncing it nice in my head, but no, it was Nice. But anyway,
French.
Okay. Well,
Yes. Justice Clarence Thomas was actually, I guess he was doing some sort of foreign exchange student type teaching thing, took over for Scalia after Scalia died. And he was doing this in France. And he's said to have left the area just hours before the attack actually happened. I don't know how widely that's been reported, but yeah, we had one of our justices was over there doing this foreign exchange type program, and just hours before the whole thing happened, he left the country.
So
I don't know what that means.
Is the guy that died a few months ago? Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And he died in suspicious circumstances. Was that correct? They tried to palm it off as like natural causes, but it didn't appear to be natural causes. And then, so you're talking about his successor to
his predecessor.
Right,
the guy that took over for him, right, was Clarence Thomas, who is, as far as I recall, is still a Supreme Court justice, was over there doing this foreign exchange. I think it was, blanking on the college, I think it was San Francisco College had a, one of the universities over there had a program where they were sending students over to the area, and he was teaching a law-type program. And he'd been there for months, and just before this attack happened in Nice, he ended up leaving the country, which rubbed me a little strange.
Yeah, well, those sorts of programs are great covers for, CIA operatives and things like that, aren't they?
Gives them a good excuse to be in a certain place at a certain time.
And all this is, think about all the stuff that's happened in the last month that's come, like literally weeks after a Bilderberg meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more than one event every week, isn't it?
But these events are probably planned 2-3 years ago, though.
Yeah, and the the June Bilderberg, that's like just the ticking of the boxes, right? We've got that in place, and I'm sure, since the vote to leave, with share prices going down as they did so sharply after, and the pound dropping, someone has made so much fucking money.
Yep. Yeah, I know. It's so funny where they were bemoaning the banks and that for, because they were losing money and the pound dropped and all this because of the Brexit thing. It's like, well, you're not very good gamblers then, are you? If you haven't hedged your bets in some way.
Just unlucky, like Serena Williams, who lost $300,000 at Wimbledon because of the exchange rate.
We could maybe, I swear I recall this a couple days ago, but as far as I recall, today is actually the first day of the Bohemian Grove encampment.
Oh.
So that's just getting underway too.
Well,
not to forget about, Bohemian
some
Grove.
Great fun there with the owl.
Yeah, hope Olak's happy and we don't have to sacrifice too many children.
Is Alex Jones going this year?
Probably, yeah. He's probably been many times.
He's probably the Grand Wizard this year. He's probably leading proceedings with Donald.
Ronald McDonald.
For fuck's sake.
I wanted to comment as well that on the Nice thing, does anyone else think that this is a bit odd that they had no idea this was coming, but then within 24 hours they've managed to get contacts to arrest 5 other people involved?
Weren't they supposed to be in a high of state emergency since last November?
Yeah.
And
they didn't know that this was coming. It was a complete surprise. They didn't know who did it, but then suddenly they know who did it and they've managed to get 5 other accomplices. I don't know, that just seems a bit, because I mean, Nick, remember in what the 70s, around the 70s and 80s,
the 70s, he's a young'un.
Oh yeah. The the IRA bombings going on. The IRA bombings that were going on, And it was only because the IRA would actually phone and telephone, and say that they're responsible for it.
Yeah, they were nice terrorists, and, IRA.
Well, I wouldn't say nice. Yeah, no. No, but what I'm saying is that, you weren't finding people being arrested within 24 hours and going, we've got them, don't worry, go back to bed, it's okay, you're safe, we've got them.
You've also got to take into consideration the amount of surveillance that was available then and the amount of surveillance that's available now. The guy that supposedly drove the
they
truck,
can't do anything.
He was known by maybe local police, but he wasn't necessarily on any sort of terrorist watch list. So they've probably just arrested some people that he knows, regardless of whether or not these people are involved. They only have to report that they've arrested people, or in the case of Dallas, that they haven't arrested people, because the clip that we played last week, Swami sent me, at the start of the clip, the mayor was saying that he wasn't going to take any questions about anybody that had been already arrested, or words to that effect. So they were only focusing on the guy that they blew up with the RoboCop device. The focus was just that. The whole situation sounded like a Gladio operation. Like stay behind type that we've got here in Europe, and so the sharpshooters were arrested and then arrested in inverted commas, taken out of the way, so in order to utilize this bomb robot. It seems that that situation was, played out in order for this AI, not necessarily AI, but sort of robotic Terminator.
To take its place on the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Because as
Nick was saying there, the mayor... said, we're not going to discuss the suspects, plural. And then here's another very odd thing, because in just about every shooting incident, the very next morning, they've got a name, they've got pictures, they've got, all of this. The very next morning after Dallas, no name, no one. And they were not using anyone's names until later in the day. See, this guy had already been blown up by that time, if that's what actually occurred. They could have at least used his name, but they didn't. They weren't. We were watching the MSNBC morning show, and not a name. No one's name at all.
And
there you
are. Since they've blown the guy up, or the person, they can say who the fuck they want it to be, can't they, really? There's no, depending on how close he was to the explosion, it could have been anybody. So, they've got taking out the book of passes, they go, right, well, we've got him here. I think the robotic thing, it's sort of leading into like a drone, AI drones.
Yeah.
They've got those, but we had this incident a while back that only got reported maybe a month ago, of the first fatality in a Tesla using autopilot.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I just saw a story today of a smart AK-47 which can be linked to the internet.
And it can use facial recognition.
Yes.
It won't shoot the fucking
actual Call of Duty. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
So you
see the funny one today with Dr. Martin Luther King, Nobel Prize winner, I Have a Dream. And then it had Barack Obama, Nobel Prize winner, I Have a Drone.
So how far off are we from Amazon.com sending a weaponized drone with a smart AK-47 to your doorstep?
Yeah.
Well, over here, probably quite
there
a while.
There are corner.
You ordered a copy of Where Did the Towers Go by Judy Wood, therefore you're going to be killed.
on the gun thing in America, I was listening, I heard on either the UK column or 21st Century Wire that in California, you've got to be a resident of California to buy bullets or something like that. They've restricted who actually buys bullets.
They've already done that.
Yeah. So, I mean, whether or not that's going to be played out, throughout the states. I think maybe the more the states that eventually legalize marijuana, that it'd be interesting to see the gun sales in those states.
Yeah. It was funny. I actually caught a bit of radio this week that was in favor of, you know, gun control not being brought in America, because, you know, the way the country's been built, the people and the way the sort of government sort of structure is over there, the people have the right to bear arms, and the Radio 4 were actually bombing that up this week, which
right.
I was like, oh, really?
I always used to think that was like the Americans just really like T-shirts, that they're the right to bear arms.
You were saying before about that RoboCop thing, and that they wanted to keep the reporting of it within certain perimeters, and that's like management perception and control of the press.
Which was
similar to something I heard about the Nice shootings. They were asking people who were there at the time not to post things on YouTube. Well, okay, I can understand, you know, there are some people who might be posting.
Well, they used graphic image, didn't they?
Yeah, graphic images.
Kind of fair enough, you know, but.
Well, kind of, but then. Some of the images that they put in newspapers and that I've seen used, you think,
we want to show our images.
Yeah, well, that's what I felt. I felt it was like, actually, it's got to be, their images. Who knows how doctored their images might be as well. But, yeah, definitely it has to be their images to show that what you see coincides with the story that they're telling you.
But interestingly enough, it'll be their images that end up on social media. That's what trying to get all the...
Yeah.
They try to corral the whole...
But also, you now see quite a lot on news items. If you've got any photos or video, send it us. It might not necessarily people. It might not be they're trying to stop people publishing the stuff themselves. So then they've got a copyright over that. And it's a way of the media getting the story straight, and also it's cheap.
Yeah,
it's not cheap, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, over here in Minnesota with the Castile shooting, I know the lady, his girlfriend, she had shot video of, you know, after the shooting, she'd pulled her cell phone out and started shooting. I think it ended up being a 10-15 minute video, something like that. It was one of those things where you shoot it and it goes live to your Facebook page. I forget what the term for it exactly is, but she had uploaded this thing and Facebook, after it was uploaded, took it down, and then after outcry was kind of forced to put it back up.
Yeah. Well.
I guess Facebook has had some issues like that before where they had taken down content and been accused of censorship. Yeah.
I think this live bit that's now developed on Facebook where you can just put live images, that's quite a sinister overtones there, because
it's pedo, isn't it?
Yeah or just not necessarily that dark, but just people putting sex tapes and things like that up, or torture things. It's very Videodrome in that respect, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
There's another sort of tech related thing we came across the other day though. That Apple are they're making an app that means you can't film at live concerts anymore. It immediately just shuts your camera and your audio down.
Mm.
Have you seen this?
So no. If you're at Glastonbury or somewhere.
Yeah, if you're... Let me get the link up and send you. Yeah, if you start recording something, a gig or something, I'll immediately disable your camera and...
Well, surely people will just turn off the location services so the phone doesn't know where you are. So, sure.
I think it's something... I think it's not something that works through, like, an app. It's just
the operating system...
Yeah, it's something like a microwave in the air.
Maybe they'll just take off. They'll restrict the access to location services. So wherever at the moment you're able to not be tracked, like openly tracked, you're just tracked covertly that doesn't show up. But still... So maybe they'll just take away that function of you being able to turn on and off your GPS location.
Well, I think sales of camcorders will just go up.
Yeah.
You better not be playing Pokemon Go is all I'm saying. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but yeah, apparently the Clinton campaign is planning to use Pokemon Go as a way to quote unquote catch voters, you know, in the way that you catch Pokemon, like at their recruiting stations, or not recruiting stations, but just the places where they're, you know, picking up voters. They're going to have I forget what the term they're using exactly for upload place where you have Pokemon available to catch. They're going to be putting these in their voting areas, you know, to come support Hillary, and you can go there and catch Pokemon, and then they're going to try and catch you as a voter.
Oh my God.
That blew my mind when I read that earlier today. I mean, Pokemon Go has apparently become the biggest selling or most downloaded app video game in America. I don't know about the rest of the world. I guess there's some countries that it's not available in yet.
I thought Pokemon was dead as fucking fried chicken.
I didn't even know going, but I heard a story just recently about someone who got run over while they were playing it.
Yeah,
or something
some,
like that.
There were some kids that got lost in a mine for 5 hours trying to find Pokemon. These people that have gone over cliffs like lemmings.
Yeah,
like there's another
story out
that they're trying to catch.
Yeah, there's another story out there about a guy that there was a church that's like behind his house, or no, the church was renovated into a home. That's what it was, and it was at a location where you could actually catch Pokemon, and they didn't realize that it was actually a residence at this point. So this guy had a whole ton of people swarming around his house, just standing around trying to catch Pokemon.
And you've
so it's like he got it.
you've had the people ended up going to like sex shops because these Pokemon's there, and some guy, his girlfriend found out that he was sleeping with his ex-girlfriend because she saw that he'd found a Pokemon at her flat.
I know. Yeah. Two stupid stories. One guy, he was in a hospital. I guess the hospital, maybe, I don't know if they had one of these things or there was just Pokemon available there, but he was waiting for his wife to give birth. And as she was sitting there in labor, he's sitting there catching Pokemon. another guy was walking down a pier and there were people next to him. And there's actually video of this. I guess he was videoing himself for whatever reason. He's walking down the pier catching Pokemon, didn't notice that the pier ended and walked right off the pier and landed in the water.
They don't have a barrier at the end of it.
It is pretty much idiocracy is alive and well, and we are living in it.
You know? It's ripe and well.
Yeah. That was one of the things that Fi and I were laughing at the Brexit thing. Saying, there you go, you fucking stupid middle-class cunt. You never fucking bred enough to make enough people still... To vote Remain, just all the idiots voted you fucking against you.
There was a story.
Stop reading, you stupid middle class people.
I think it was either yesterday or today that I saw a story, and it basically is idiocracy. He said that the IQ of the country is going down because clever people are either putting off having kids. Till maybe they can't, or just have stopped having kids. So whether or not that is a true story,
a lot of people believe climate change to the point where they won't breed.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true. I know someone who won't have kids because of that.
Yeah,
it's fucking ridiculous.
No, I saw a poster once said if you believe in climate, if you believe CO2 is poisoning the atmosphere, stop breathing.
Yeah.
Surely it should say plant a tree.
Yeah, don't let them trees breathe anymore up.
They drink or they breathe carbon dioxide. Yeah. Surely if there's more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, there'd be more trees because there'd be. It'd be more of an abundant environment for them to
it is scientifically recognised through the history that times of high CO2 content in the atmosphere provides the Earth with great natural resources. Because like you say, the trees and the plants, that's the way they photosynthesize, isn't it? That's the process they go through.
And basically, yes. We live on the planet, don't we? Plants are the majority of this world, whether or not they're in the sea or on land, they are everywhere. And they will always find a way. You see, like, tons of concrete everywhere, but these little plants coming through, and they always find a way to grow.
Yep.
Did you guys ever see Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
You're totally making me think. Don't feed the plants. Don't feed the plants. You're totally making me think of that right now.
Son, you'll be a dentist. Great
thing. So it's very easy to brainwash people. It's funny that I was just going to say I've been revisiting a lot of Joe Atwill's work, and I just really enjoy what he's showing of how mind control was invented centuries ago. And how the Romans invented it to make make their detractors worship them without them even knowing it, and also to pacify them And kind of take the lead out of their pencil as well, and kind of make them, kind of turn them in on themselves, in that they were a messianic movement. They were, you know, they believed in this kind of messianic thing, but they were extremely warlike, you know, and there was so much fighting and that going on. In the, what we call the Holy Lands now, from that time, that the Romans really had a hell of a job on their hands. And so creating this religious character who mimics in so many ways the what was recorded in the War of the Jews, War of the Jews, isn't it? That's how to control your population. And you can, the more I see it, the more I see that is what they're doing now with this new religion. The new religion is climate change. And yeah, because it's nothing compared to what they're going to kick in with it. I've realized that
this has been going on way before like the Earth Summit and the things like that started back in 92.
So I mean you know, now we have things like Christmas Day. Who knows, in another century's time it you know, we might not have anything like that, and it will be Earth Day, and it will be worshipping this whole kind of, you know, green thing. That go with it, because it's all, yeah, I know there is an Earth Day. They have it in America, but it's, you know, we don't have anything like that over here. It's not really, but I can see something like that would be exactly the vehicle that they would come up with, and then, you know, in another 50 years start, you know, developing on that, and then in another 50 years start developing on that thing, so that in the end you end up with it becoming more and more like a religion where that people worship to, and this, you know, that's how I see the whole of the green movement panning out, because it, you know, it just smacks so similarly of what was happening in Judea at that time. Because we could say now, oh, you could never fool people like that. You know, you could never, how could they have done that? That's, you know, they could, but it's happening right now. I can see it happening now with the green movement and the climate change thing. And it's all to do with taxes and money, just as it was then. It was so, you know, the Jews would just pay their taxes up without being able to argue back. Climate change, my boy. I have to pay my tax.
And
apologies to any Jewish people listening.
What we also need to remember when you know, discussing the green agenda, the climate change, global warming situation, that this was conceived by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, who were massive backers of all these summits, and also Maurice Strong, who was an oil dude, just got a conscience, or thought this is a great way to corral people and to put them into subsistent living, where the serfs have got just enough to survive, whilst and they can't go on particular parts of land because they are like reserves, where you know, the wildlife can be contained. Yeah, so
You know, to piggyback right on that, I was reading this headline earlier. I got it pulled up here, and it seemed ridiculous to me when I read it. It says, a fuel fee can reduce airline emissions, but it likely will mean higher airfares, study says. So really, we can reduce airline emissions by charging more?
So the paper money or the credit, that seems to like downgrade the emissions of the the fuel.
Yeah, that's what takes care of climate change is money. Money will reduce climate change.
That is amazing, isn't it? Why don't they just print loads of money and then?
We should.
But sure.
Hell, for that matter, just digitize it. That way we can just change the numbers and make it more, inflate it, and climate change will just go away.
And then because it's all cashless, they won't have to cut down any trees to create the paper to print the money on. Yeah, that would be a good way to save the planet, wouldn't it?
we'll have to dig up all of Afghanistan for the mineral reserves, though.
Yeah.
that's the only drawback. But there's no trees there anyway, so it's all desert.
Is that for all the crystals and things that they're going to put in all the chips? On the chip situation, right? So, what, maybe 10, 15 years ago, there was the stuff coming out about people being chipped, yeah? And people have been chipped through, like, various experiments and things so far. But do you think that that is literally do you think that they'll go with, like, smartphones and things like that to, as far as that can go, so they don't need to play the chip card, because people, nobody goes anywhere without a phone nowadays.
No.
That is pretty much a chip, isn't it?
Well, you made a,
well, honestly,
a point. A couple of years ago, you made the point, Nick, about them all saying that all cars have got to be chipped, and then everybody was up in uproar about it.
Yeah.
But then they introduced sat navs.
Yeah.
And people paid for the privilege.
Mm.
Same thing, isn't it?
Yep, completely.
And the amount of smartphones, I mean, as I told you, I was given my smartphone and I took it like an idiot, you know. I'm now an Apple user, sort of thing, when I wasn't.
If you use the technology responsibly and make sure that you don't have tracking on and things like that, then, you know, it's a useful tool. You know, it's basically a computer, a small computer in your pocket. And the phone aspect is probably the smallest part of it.
Yeah. I must admit, I do use the music apps a lot on it. It's pretty goddamn cool.
So, in that respect, it is a useful tool.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, a lot of the things that are useful require you to have the tracking thing on, though, don't you? Like, I use the EasyJet app to get my flight the other day though.
Mm-hmm.
And it was ever so easy, you know, just to fucking put it on the thing. They weren't even that bothered. I didn't have my passport.
Yeah, well, you don't need your passport.
You know how I know you don't need it, but you need some photo ID to go internally.
Yeah, you just have,
and luckily license. I had my luckily I had a driving license on me, which my a photograph on it, and they let me on. But the mere fact that I was a really camp guy at the gate, and of course I had the app open, but I didn't have the boarding pass part of it, and that takes like a couple of seconds to load up, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've noticed something, but he's going, "Oh my God, have you never used one of these before?" And I went, "Actually, no, I haven't. Sorry." Yeah, it was quite amusing. Mm. You know, I don't know if you know, but Camp Glaswegians are like, they're quite annoying.
Yes.
They can.
I used to work
the worst of the Queen community. Worst of the Queen community of the Glasgow ones, for fucking sure, mate.
Yes.
Give you boys a bad name, they do.
They do. Bless them.
Yeah. Right, he did laugh at all the paintings over the cover and all that. You know, he's...
Hey, would it be okay to get a bong and do a story on Venezuela right quick?
Yes, of course. Here we go. Here's the bong.
Headline: Venezuela army deployed to control food production and distribution. In a decree, President Nicolas Maduro has ordered the army to monitor food processing plants and coordinate the production and distribution of food throughout the country. Venezuela is going through a deep economic crisis despite having the world's largest oil reserves. Basic products are increasingly hard to find, and many say they struggle just to feed themselves and their families. The Venezuelan Bishops' Conference said the rise of the military is a, quote, threat to tranquility and peace, end quote. Mr. Maduro says the measure is to fight the, quote, economic war, unquote. He claims is being waged against his government by political foes and businessmen with U.S. backing. But the opposition says the government has mismanaged the economy and has called for a referendum to oust the president. Venezuela grows and produces very little except oil and has historically relied on imported food to feed its people. Oil prices have plummeted, leaving the government with a shortfall of income. A lack of dollars means it is struggling to import all the goods its people need and want. The socialist government introduced price controls on some basic goods in 2003 to make them affordable to the poor. But up to 40% of subsidized goods were smuggled across to Colombia so they could be sold at a profit. Mr. Maduro announced on state television that the ports of Guanta, La Guaira, Puerto Cabello, Maracaibo, and Guamache would be controlled by the army. He created a government initiative called Great Mission of Sovereign Supplying, which will be headed by the country's defense, and Vladimir Padrino. Among other things, it can establish how purchases and distribution of food, medicine, and household goods are made within the country. Meanwhile, President Maduro accused Citibank of mounting a financial blockade on the country after the U.S. bank decided to close the government's international payments account with it. Citibank said the decision followed, quote, periodic risk management review, end quote, but did not explain further. It will be implemented in 30 days, it added. Due to strict currency controls in place since 2003, the Venezuelan government relied on Citibank for foreign currency transactions. The end.
Sorry, Swami, we were muted. I was chatting away to no one there. Yeah, Venezuela is a funny one, isn't it?
Basically, they're going through what we may very well see here in the U.S. once martial law is declared. Because once martial law goes into effect, there are already executive orders saying everything in the country goes under the control of the president and the cabinet members. So anything growing out of the ground is controlled by the Department of Agriculture. Any energy, even if you have solar on your home, goes under the Department of Energy control.
Yep.
So do you think that this they'll just wait until Hillary's got in, or there's just the show of the election before?
There may not even be an election.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
If martial law gets declared, then if martial law gets declared, Obama stays as long as That's it. That's all. There's nothing more. The Congress and the Senate get sent home. They no longer have jobs or work to do. The president and the cabinet run every. I'm sorry, what, Norman?
Doesn't that make sense why Obama's been so quiet?
Yep. So, there you go, boys and girls. A little, just not saying for sure this is happening, but you can see how the pieces are lining up on the grand chessboard.
Definitely. Yep. All over the place.
Do your research, folks.
And yeah, I mean, we haven't spoken about it, but just look what happened last night in Turkey.
Turkey, yeah, absolutely.
It was like a 24-hour, or not even 24-hour coup attempt.
Mm-hmm. That was a screwy one. I actually watched it playing out on CNN. If I'm watching mainstream news, it's going to be CNN. And they completely seemed to be misrepresenting exactly what was going on. They were showing video, and what they were saying was not matching the video.
Hang on, Norman wanted to say something. What were you going to say about the elections?
Even if there is an election in November.
Can y'all hear her?
Yeah.
Marginally. Okay.
November, since the inauguration isn't until January, Obama can still stay in power if martial law is
declared before the right.
Election means nothing.
That is true.
anybody got any?
And the day after tomorrow begins the Republican National Convention.
Excellent. Yeah, I'll play that one then.
You know, it is a little strange, I gotta say, you know, along with all this stuff, the Republican National Convention is happening in Cleveland, which is the house of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or whatever, and the CNN is completely playing it as, you know, rock and roll, da 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 da. So are things gonna rock and roll in Cleveland at this national convention? Is that, I don't know,
more than likely.
No big show. You guys get it?
Yeah. And Ohio, the governor of Ohio is John Kasich, who ran against Trump, remember?
Right. So
he's no friend of the Republicans, really.
Trump's just.
Or is he?
Trump's just announced he's running, mate, hasn't he? He looks like a scary guy.
His name is Mike Pence. He is the current governor of the state of Indiana. And he is the stable, recognized six-term congressman who's a staunch, hardcore Republican. So that buys Donald Trump some Republican cred within, you know, the organization part of it.
Has Hillary come out to say who her running mate is?
The closest there's been is Elizabeth Warren.
That was a couple of months ago.
But I don't know that there's been an absolute, this is going to be it. I don't know. I haven't seen for sure. But there's a very, very, strong likelihood that that all the leaders of both the UK and the US will be female.
And Germany.
If that's how it. Oh, in Germany, right.
Yeah. Germany, Scotland, England, America.
And Angela is the basically runs Europe, isn't she?
Yeah. Right, right, yeah. Right.
She,
Germany says jump, and the E, and Brussels says, oh, how high would you like that?
Or she's the figurehead, and she mm-hmm. gets to, you know, say all these things where, because there's really three heads of the European, because there's the European Union, the European Council, and the European Parliament, and they've all got different, like, heads. So, they're all, you know, so she's it's the one hydro, that's saying all. Yeah, a hydra, yeah, it's very, very good. Yeah, but
hopefully we'll get to next weekend and there'll be almost nothing to talk about. That would be just lovely.
Well, we could just talk about nice things like gardening and things like that, growing food.
Well, I don't think we'll be mentioning fluffy kittens though, will we?
Oh, come on.
A bit of an end joke there for tight one listeners.
We just got a fluffy new kitten from our local shelter this past week.
Oh. What's it called?
Yep. It's called Toy because he is a toy for our older cat who doesn't move around too much. Now she does.
Poor kitten.
Boy toy? I heard boy toy.
Oh, no. He's quite mischievous, and he attacks her from behind at every opportunity. If she's not looking, he's getting her tail. You know.
Lucky her, eh?
Yeah. It's going to work out real well. It's he's a really, really nice addition to the family here.
Right. Nice.
Well, we're coming up to the end of the show here. Another 2 hours has flown by, and we will all return next week for another 2 hours of fun, laughter, and a serious look at what's been happening in our
another 2 hours of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And that's assuming the internet is still functioning.
Yeah.
That's assuming the internet still functions. We'll see.
So,
Amazon AK-7 drones controlled by some head in India.
And on that note, we will leave you with the stalwart Ken Dodd and his tune Happiness.
Happiness. Happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Happiness is a field of grain, turning its face to the falling rain. I see it in the sunshine, breathe it in the air. Happiness, happiness everywhere. A wise old man told me one time, happiness is a frame of mind. When you go to measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.